Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Sometimes we get some interesting comments from our viewers to our Standing Watch programs, and I got a recent comment from a viewer in China, which I'd like to read to you, but I need to leave certain words out, which I will designate as blank, and so you will get the picture. This comment says, blank. If you want to quote Bible, next time do it in the beginning and save me some blank time, please. That Jew book has caused enough trouble for the world. I wonder what you did in your life, spent your life, time, learn a book. You live in a blank delusion, get blank religion out of a secular world. Well, this comment wasn't posted on YouTube, or at least we deleted it because we are not allowing this kind of language to be posted. At the same time, I thought I'd bring this to your attention because this is a concept which isn't that foreign in this quote-unquote secular world. First of all, why is this viewer referring to the Bible as a Jewish book? The Hebrew, of course, was used for the Old Testament, but the New Testament was written in the Greek. But apart from that, when God created Adam and Eve, there were no Jews around. The Jews are the descendants of the son Judah, a son of Jacob. Jacob, a descendant of Isaac, a descendant of Abraham, going back to Noah, going back to Adam and Eve. So the concept that this is a Jewish book is, of course, totally wrong. But apart from that, why did this book bring pain and suffering to this world? Well, the book did not. People who claim that they are followers of the religion which God promotes in this book did. If they would have followed the law of God, the Ten Commandments, all of that, what we have been seeing, done in the name of Judaism and Christianity, wouldn't have happened. God says that He is a God of love, and this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Love is the fulfillment of the law. In other words, we fulfill it, and we fulfill it more and more perfectly if we have the love of God living within us. So far from being a book which has caused misery and pain, the fact that people have misappropriated the book and haven't lived by its demands are the ones which have caused the misery and the pain and the suffering. Now, let me ask you a question. If you don't believe in a creator, if you don't believe in a God, if you think that you are just the product of a time and chance process of evolution, that you are the end product of a mollusk or of an amoeba, which came into existence through gases from the universe, what standards are you actually living by? What standards do you have to live by? If you don't believe in an afterlife, if you don't believe that there's a purpose for your creation, for your existence on this planet, why would you follow any rules? Well, of course, you might in order to not be caught by the society and the authorities of the country you might be living in, but if you knew that you wouldn't be caught, you would break all the rules. And that's exactly what is happening. That's exactly, by the way, what the Bible is telling us, that people are casting off all restraint, and they lie, and they cheat, and they commit adultery with their neighbor's wife, and on it goes. They go to war and kill people, even though the Bible says you shall not kill. You see, people believing in the evolution and don't believe in God, they are the most pitiful of all people because they have no real purpose in their lives. There's no standard to live by. The Bible totally rejects the concept of evolution. The Bible tells us that there is a God who has created us. But not only that, the Bible also is the manual which God gave us to live by so that we can know why we are created, what is the purpose of life, and what is going to happen after our death. You see, without this manual, you wouldn't know. And to study this manual and to really get acquainted with it is probably the most precious task you can get yourself involved in. In addition to, of course, praying to that great creator who gave you life. You see, when I buy a new electrical equipment, I have to have a manual. And even when I study the manual, I may get probably 20% or so out of it as to how to use that equipment. If those equipments are so complicated now these days that you have to have a manual to understand how to function and how to use those equipments, how much more do you think Humankind needs a manual to let humans know how to live, because humankind is the most complicated creation there actually is. And God gave us the Bible to tell us and to show us how to live. But the Bible is not a book you can just read like any other book. The Bible is a book which has to be read in a different way, because the Bible is a big puzzle. And you have to use scriptures and to have to put them together like little pieces of a puzzle, and they only fit in one way. And so you have to look at a particular topic and have to look at all the scriptures relevant to that topic and put them together. For instance, if you use a scripture in the Old Testament, taking it totally out of context, and you read about Israel going to war, you might conclude and say, oh, well, therefore it's all right for us to go to war today. But no, the Bible shows us that it was never God's intent for mankind to go to war in the first place. And Jesus Christ tells us later in the New Testament to love our enemies and to do good to those who hate us. Now, I don't believe that you can possibly come up with an argument saying, I love my enemy by killing him and killing all the innocent civilians, the quote-unquote casualties of war, which is a consequence of any war. And so Jesus Christ tells us, put your sword away, because whoever takes a sword shall perish by it. As the old saying goes, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. The fact that people who claim that they are Jews, they claim that they are Christians, don't live by those commands, doesn't mean there's something wrong with the Bible. It only means that they don't understand the Bible. And the Bible gives us also hope for the future. The Bible tells us why we live and what the purpose of our life is today. The Bible also has a lot to say about other issues. For instance, why do you suffer? Why do righteous people suffer? Fundamental questions which only the Bible answers in a satisfactory way. The Bible tells us also a lot about what is going to happen in this life in the world. I would say that perhaps one-third of the Bible is prophecy, and 90% of prophecy is for the end time, for the times we are living in today. And so you find all these precious jewels in God's Word, the Bible, if you take the time to read it, and if you take the time to pray to God to open your mind so that you can understand it. It's one of the most rewarding tasks you could get engaged in. It's not a waste of time. It's not a waste of life. Those who don't study the Bible waste their lives without perhaps realizing it. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.